Hello everyone, this is Mimi here. Thought that I would come out here and do my contribution for February day 12. And I believe the topic is food. Well, when I can afford it, I like to cook all kinds of food. And I think one of my most favorite meals to prepare and cook would have to be boneless, skinless, breaded fried chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, and creamed corn, or canned corn, you know, regular corn, or corn on the cob. That is one of my signature meals. It's like each sister in my family, each one of us, can prepare something that the other can't, that we used to love, the foods that my mother used to cook. My sister Carlotta, she has the cabbage rolls nailed. She can do that. I think Billy Joe can do the stuffed shells. Kim, well, I don't know. I can't remember a signature dish she used to make. I think she was good at the pork chops. That's another one that I'm good at. Tammy is good at doing the chicken and dumplings and the homemade chicken noodle soup. She's really good at the homemade soups. And I'm okay with making homemade soups as long as I have all the stuff to do it. And I think there's one person out there who can make homemade soup just like my mother, and her name is Roberta. And she can, I think she calls it, what you call it, gumbo stew, babe? What? The vegetable soup Roberta made for when we went camping that one time. Well, when you guys went camping? I don't know. That vegetable stew? I don't know. Yeah. But it was really good. And, Dwayne's pretty good at cooking, too. He does good at cooking pork chops. And a friend of mine who used to have Audio Boom, she used to be, her name's Lacey, she gave me this excellent roast recipe that, oh my gosh, it consisted of roast and simmering it in cream and mushroom soup, I think it was. I had to go back and look at my notes and get the recipe again, but that was an excellent recipe that she gave me. I won't eat roast another way, put it that way. It's a very good beef roast recipe. I think you can do it with pork as well. One of my all-time favorite meals would have to be beef stroganoff or chicken fettuccine alfredo. Those are my two favorite meals. My favorite ethnicity of food is Italian. I love, love, love Italian food. I can live off of Italian food. Like, I like the Lipton, how do you say it? Yours Lipton sides, and all they have all different types of noodle flavors, like beef stroganoff, and creamy chicken broccoli, and buttered herb. Fettuccine Alfredo, you know, growing up, I was always a pasta lover, and a meat and potatoes girl, you know, but today, food, the price of food is freaking ridiculous. If you're not well off, you ain't gonna be cooking yourself a good meal, put it that way. You're either gonna have something microwavable, or something you can, you know. But cooking from scratch is expensive. Freaking a thing of hamburger is like $12 for a little pound of it. It's freaking ridiculous. A gallon of milk is about $5 a freaking gallon. You know, I wish they had a Giant Eagle out here. Because they used to have their meats, five get one free, buy for 20 get one free. And that's how we used to stock up on our meats every month. And growing up, my mom and dad always shopped at Tenderloin Meats in Cleveland, and that was an excellent place. Dude, they had some good food. They had all different types, almost like the Schwan Man. They had like little pizzas you can put in the microwave, freaking stuffed pork chops. Oh my gosh, I haven't had a stuffed pork chop since my mom was alive, and oh, I would love to have one of those again. There, you can buy them like that at the store. But they are like $15 for like two of them some bitches. I'm still working on my chicken and dumplings recipe. But again, it's just so expensive to shop properly, to cook a good meal. Even stuff for salads is expensive, vegetables. And it's not just the place where I go, which is just expensive all around. My favorite, I like eating at Chinese places. My favorite place to eat Chinese food is Peking here in Fremont. But I'm not so sure of Panda Rex anymore, because Dwayne had a meal from there, and it was not pleasant. He had chicken wings, and there was feathers poking out of them. I'm like, bleh. Gross. And, so they must not use a good quality product of chicken. And, I'm like, oh, that's so disgusting. Ugh. That's why even in soups and stuff, I pick out the... I don't like... processed chicken. It has to be like boneless, skinless chicken. You know, I don't like the fake stuff. It has to be real in terms of chicken. And even when I have like drumsticks or chicken legs, I have to peel the skin off because I don't like the skin. And, but, you know, growing up, we always had food on our table. We always had a good meal. I don't ever in my life ever. Growing up, remember a time of us going hungry. We never went hungry.
They would do recaps at the
end. Oh, really?
Yeah, the guy that was all freaking out and shit.
Uh-huh. Died. One sec, guys. Uh-huh. Oh, he died?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, sorry, guys. That's just a reaction from a show we were watching. Called Night Watch. A guy on there that overdosed on drugs died, but that's a whole different story. But anyways, after I got older and grew up, my mom passed away. Growing up now, and it's a struggle, and I've had to throw things together, and sometimes you don't know what you're capable of cooking until you're down to the bare essentials, and then you know how to put them some bitches to use. I also like cabbage kielbasa and green beans. Oh, yum. Definitely. As I got older, I made myself accustomed to foods that I didn't like when I was younger. Like, now my latest thing I never, ever liked was Brussels sprouts. And now I think I'm beginning to be a Brussels sprouts fan. So. But that is my take on food. So, I hope everybody is having a nice evening. And there's my contribution for the day.